119 as we continue. And again, we look forward to, I think the weather's going to be nice on Sunday, Mother's Day. And all your mom wants is some time with you. And I'm, you know, Sweet Marie is long gone, but we still think about her and talk about her. And I still have mothers in my life. My wife, Kim, who is a wonderful mother to our children. And Ma Kettle, Earlene Kettle, who is Kim's mother, very much in our lives. We're very lucky, and we spend as much time as we can. In fact, we have some flowers, unbeknownst to me. We already have some flowers, I think, there for Ma Kettle, Earlene. So way to go, Kim. Once again, the wife pulls through in these situations. Am I right? I'm right, aren't I right?
Sure.
It's just the way it is. All right. Happy to say hi to Doug Buser. What a background Doug has. Worked for Amazon in Seattle. He played baseball for Oklahoma. All these things that have now led to him being vice president of sports and entertainment at Rocket. And Doug Buser is here to preview this year's Rocket Classic. Doug, nice to see you.
Great to see you and great to be here.
And it's a great Rocket Classic. Here we go again.
It's going to be the best that we've ever done.
What number is this, by the way?
Number 8.
Is it really that long? Wow.
And we're getting better every year.
Well, you are. You are. And as I spent a little time with Mark Hollis earlier, tournament director of the Rocket Classic, you guys started things 8 years ago that now virtually every PGA Tour stop has done, and that is you've realized how important and what kind of impact you could make on the community. You guys started that.
Well, I think it really, really is driven by Dan, right? Having Dan Gilbert as our visionary from a founder, and really having the vision to bring the Rocket Classic to Detroit, one of the only two events that's actually in a city, so Detroit and Atlanta, and I feel very fortunate that we have been able to focus on the community giving and the impact that we've made, both from connecting the digital, you know, combating the digital divide, and then also just giving back and bringing Detroit back to the level to say that this is where major sporting events can happen. You see the NFL draft came from this, I believe, and then also the Final Four next year, because we've reintroduced Detroit as a major sports hub for this country.
I remember very specifically with Laura Graneman and others that we discussed from the beginning, ending Detroit's digital divide that we didn't even know existed at the time, and then that whole program called Changing the Course.
Yeah, it really is, again, from a Rocket perspective, we believe that our neighborhoods are important, that our communities are important, and obviously we're a home ownership brand, but to own a home means also to be part of your neighborhood, part of your community. And again, we've got a compassionate trailblazer at the helm as our chairman with Dan, and really seeing the impact that a tournament like this can make in a city. And again, having 8 years of to retrospectively look back at what it's done, it's really, really impressive.
Here at the fabulous Detroit Golf Club, and they've spent a lot of money getting the course to be in even better shape. It's in pretty good shape anyway. But this is the final year of the current contract. Any announcement? I don't expect. Well, no, I do expect you to break news if you can. Anything about an option to extend or anything at all like that?
You know, again, very excited. This is the best year that we're going to have. And then I think the PGA is going through a variety of changes. If you followed them a bit with their new CEO tier system. And so we're working through kind of what the future can look like. But at the end of the day, Rocket is committed to making sure that Detroit is our focus. From a community outreach standpoint, because this is our HQ.
This is also an important time to say that with everything that's going on, that'll be happening July 30th through August 2nd at the Detroit Golf Club, is that we're looking at tickets that are 25 to 50% lower than in 2025, with kids 15 and under free with a ticketed adult. That's a big deal.
Yeah, look, we want families to come out. And I will say that based on this new date, so it's a little bit further back in the calendar, which is great. So everybody can still go up to the UP, come back down, and be able to participate in the Classic. We want families out here. You know, I've got two little kids. I want them running around on 18, you know, across the 18 holes, not disrupting play, but hopefully having a good time enjoying the play.
It's a busy time for you, but you're not going to forget Mother's Day is Sunday.
That's right.
with your second baby coming just 4 months ago. You got a three-year-old
and
a four-month-old, and it's a busy time for work, but you're going to do something special for mom.
That's definitely in the story. Now I've got to figure out how to make it happen.
Hey, kids, we're going to the golf course.
Yeah, that's right. I just got you tickets to the Rocket Classic.
Well, whatever it takes. Talk to me a little bit, if you would. We're spending some time with Doug Buser. He is the Vice President of Sports and Entertainment at Rocket, previewing this year's Rocket Classic. Talk to us about the Area 313 Challenge.
Oh, well, you know, I think there's a few things. So we talked about the Area 313 Challenge. I want to start, just if you wouldn't mind, on some of the players that we're also bringing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We did talk about them earlier, but it's 3 hours later, so go ahead.
Well, I just want to emphasize it, because I think part of what you're looking for as a fan is to basically see some of the biggest and best stars. And, again, Tournament Director Mark Hollis has done a great job of being able to bring in some of the best players, and we're slowly announcing them. But also the positioning of the tournament right before the FedEx Cup means that we're going to have some of the best talent coming out here in Detroit and competing. So you've got six players that have committed, three ranked in the top 10. We've got a Ryder Cup captain, two former Rocket Classic champs. I mean, in one.
It's okay to name names.
Well, you know.
We're kind of expecting you not.
Well, you got Russell, you got Xander, you got Keegan, you got Ricky, and you got Tony. And I think that those are names that fans want to come out for and see. And I think, to me, that's part of it. And then you mentioned the course. The course is also harder. So to me, that's another wrinkle that, you know, just as a fan, especially if you're getting excited about it, the golfers want to compete in tougher and tougher courses and to restore some of the original design to this course at the Detroit Golf Club. To me, there's just a combination of factors that really get me excited about why you want to come out here, why you want to buy your tickets early, why you want to bring your family, and why you want to gift it for Mother's Day. It's a great Mother's Day gift.
What is it, Rocket? What's the website now?
Rocketclassic.com.
Rocketclassic.com. And that's how you can get your tickets, and they're cheaper than they have been, and it's well worth it. And what I want to add to what you were just saying, when you have all those big names, Doug, that we see on television, when you come to the Rocket Classic, you are up close and personal, much more so than you would be on many other courses in the country. You are right there. I mean, you can reach out and touch them, but please don't. And the fact is, it's extra special to watch these people play when you have seen them on television, and now you'll be able to say you saw them in person.
Yeah, and I think the closeness of the course, the intimacy of the course, allows for you to really get feel connected. And there is something special about being on site. I mean, I think there is something. Last year was my first Rocket Classic. I've been fortunate enough to go to other golf tournaments. But to your point, the proximity that fans have, you know, those close to the ropes type of experiences. And again, as you're looking out at what I think we're in Michigan, we're I think the third or fourth most golf courses. I mean, we love golf out here, and so to be able to bring that to fans and in our city in Detroit and be able to really highlight what the impact that we can make both for the city but also for the Metro Detroit area. It's a great combination.
I'm just adding to the Area 313 Challenge that Rocket is taking that challenge a step further. Anytime a player hits a three or a one or a three on the respective holes, there'll actually be another direct donation made by Rocket. I think that's new this year.
Yeah, and it goes back to our commitment to our community, our neighborhoods, and the Detroit Metro and Detroit and metro areas.
Doug Buser, Vice President, Sports and Entertainment at Rocket. Congratulations to you and your wife with the baby, four-month-old baby. So you haven't had much sleep.
Haven't slept since November. But doing great.
And the three-year-old who's probably already playing golf.
That's right. Sven's out there already.
Nice to have you here. Good luck with everything. WJR is proud to announce that, you know, we'll be there every step of the way for the Rocket Classic coming up. And get your tickets. They're on sale now, and they're cheaper than they've ever been, I think. Stay with us. Paul W. Smith in Focus on WJR.